This is Fresh Air.
There is no verse to this song, 'cause I don't want to wait a moment too long to say that I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China.
The long-forgotten Harry Babbitt isn't the only singer who doesn't want to make time for verses. Verses are those sort of half-sung, almost spoken introductions to classic pop songs, usually songs that come from the musical theater. Most singers would just rather go straight to a song's catchy chorus and forget the slow build-up. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead samples a few verses to well-known tunes and a few singers who remember them.
Singers who skip introductory verses to songs remind me a little of folks who say they read Moby Dick but skip the boring parts. They don't understand how much a verse helps shape a tune's overall rhythm. As jazz critic Francis Davis has observed, verses also add suspense to familiar songs, delaying the gratification that comes when you recognize the melody. For example, here's Wesla Whitfield from her new album on the Landmark label, singing the verse to a standard by Rodgers and Hart.
Look at yourself. If you had a sense of humor, you would laugh to beat the band. Look at yourself. Do you still believe the rumor that romance is simply grand? Since you took it right on the chin, you have lost that bright toothpaste grin. My mental state is all a jumble. I sit alone and sadly mumble. Fools rush in, so here I am, very glad to be unhappy.
Only the talky rhythms of a verse could accommodate an expression like toothpaste grin into a lyric. Wesla Whitfield is less a jazz singer than a cabaret singer, and those artists include verses more often than jazz folk do. Some lyrics are put together so that a song won't really work without the verse. This next tune, by Harold Arlen, with words by Ira Gershwin and Yip Harburg, is structured so that the verse is the build-up to a joke. The title of the song is the punchline. The singer is Ella Fitzgerald.
I never traveled further north than old Van Cortlandt Park, and never further south than the aquarium. I've seen the charm of Jersey City, but first let me remark, I saw it from the Empire State Solarium. But we've been putting nickels in the postal savings bank, and when those nickels pile up, we can toddle off and swank. And I don't mean an ordinary cook's tour. I mean a Coven Deluxe tour. Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock. The future looks pleasant, but at present, let's take a walk around the block.
Sometimes you get so used to hearing a song without the verse, you don't realize that it has one. This next Gershwin tune was made famous by Fred Astaire, who sang quite a few verses in his time. But as far as I know, he never recorded the one to this number. But as Dinah Washington shows on her 1954 recording, the verse actually makes up more than half the song.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do. The outlook was decidedly blue. And as I walked through the dreary streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known.
Foggy day in London town had me low and it had me down. I view the morning with much alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long I wondered could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. Standing there, and in foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere.
Jazz instrumentalists virtually never play verses, and after hearing a few in a row, you've probably figured out why. They rarely amount to much melodically. That's part of why singers skip them, too. But every once in a great while, someone will record a verse and skip the rest of the song. Sinatra did that with Stardust. My favorite example comes from that great 60s pop group, the Bonzo Dog Band.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay.
Thank you very much. You're really wonderful. I'm very lucky for us this time.
Glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going back to my city by the bay.
Of course, that's I Left My Heart in San Francisco. By perversely throwing the meat of the song away, the Bonzos make the point that verses are self-sacrificing. They just exist to make you want to hear what follows. Which means the reason most singers skip verses is exactly why we should hear them more often.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence.
The fact is, the only work that really brings enjoyment is the kind that is for girl and boy men. Fall in love, you won't regret it. That's the best work of all if you can get it. Holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
This is Fresh Air.